Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, or actually good early evening for both Martin and I. We're in the foxhole today, just ourselves, and we have an episode. This is episode 56, which Martin has entitled Years of Time, Talent, and Treasure.
Yep.
We have started our third year this month.
Yep.
And hi, Martin.
Hi, Blair. So we're entering the third year, and in like a business sense, I think that's on an international scale, that, you know, the third year is, are you going boom or bust or fizzle out or, you know, sparking and really getting it fizzling? And because that's a, could be a threshold still if you think it's fun, as we are doing. But yeah, will we make a breakthrough now, you could say? We talk about this openly. So it's the third year in production. So
yes.
Years of time, talent, and treasure. And we will talk about the secular meaning of this time, talent, and treasure.
Yes, please. Yeah. And plus, we'll have a new set, which we always give credit to Amy Peacock for the original concept. A couple pieces of good news with some bad news sandwiched in between.
Yeah. And this time, because you added on in the, you know, in our paper, Dropbox paper, the document that when we're preparing.
Yes.
So it's almost like a reverse sandwich now. Lots of bad news. So I will try to, you know, adding some good news also to joke. But that's why we have been open to it. We could talk about all kind of bad news all time, all day.
Yes, yes.
And in a way, it's important to do that also, as long as we are free to do that. So going back, circling back, and then you will continue with the segments here. The secular meaning of time, talent, and treasure. I couldn't find any direct, quotation or reference, but I have some gut feeling or some leads that this time, talent, and treasure is a religious meaning often, that, you know, you should show up at church, you should give your so-called, do you say that in English also, collect, like giving money, sacrificing,
sure,
giving your 10% of your life or whatever, all your assets to the church when you're going to the church. And,
right,
and also, of course, working voluntarily or pressed, or if you don't show up, maybe you looked up on in a certain way, but it is also in a positive way that you do it with your time, as we are doing. We are spending time on this. Our guests are spending time showing up, and the listeners are spending time. But then also it could be talent. You know, we are not all good on everything, but so then if somebody wants to support us and share, spread the good word, or maybe help us out in some way, I mean, we have lots of things in place that we could do. Everything from transcripts to, you know, chapters to episode art every time, or certain special segments. We could come up with all kind of things. But it is this division of labor. And then you have a treasure thing. And that's what I'm very especially interested in, that you now could do it in, that you said, in very good way, in a direct way without no middleman. So that's the treasure thing. So this value for value. So with that, we'll come back to this thing, but maybe you will kick off now with this new sandwich segment. And hat tip again to Amy Peacock.
Yes, yes. Well, okay. The first piece of, well, I'll tell you what, you inserted this, I guess, earlier today.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the first piece of good news about the International Podcast Day? And then I will...
Yeah, we could do that. So otherwise, it will be this reverse sandwich.
Yeah,
so, you know, you have a piece of good news is, in a way, the bun or the bread, I think, or the meat.
That's great.
I don't know how you really think about this, but it you could look at it like a piece of a bun.
Well, it's
or
two slices
bread,
of bread.
Sliced and then bread, and then you have a meat that maybe is not so kosher or whatnot. And then you have bread again. Or you could, that's, you could make up, maybe our listeners have a so-called a better way of describing it, but I like the new sandwich, and I like what Amy came up to, even the site. It's called newsandwich.com or dot, or whatever. We will include that in show notes again.
Yes, yes,
and
I
she had
an
interesting, like a nice gif with a sandwich there. So the good news then is that it's end of this month is September 30th, it's the International Podcast Day. So they will kick off that again, and that's Dave Lee, that have done it for a long time. And he and his father has had a podcast talking about technical stuff or in layman's terms for many, many years. So he is a motor in that. And then they send out invitation all over the world to this day to have something, whatever you want to do regarding podcasting. So that's, I will, what I said in on LinkedIn, I said I will boost, send boost and boostograms and send satoshis to fellow podcasters. And you never know, maybe a special episode or something like that on that day. So that's,
yeah,
the good,
that's
night,
a good idea.
Good
that's
news. Internationalpodcastday.com.
Very
and,
good.
Yeah. And then we have a link that's also a good news that came up today when I looked to this Mastodon group on podcastindex.social. But I could, you know, wait with that a bit and you could go into the bad news if you want.
Well, all right, let's start. This has a bit of an international flavor on today's bad news.
Yeah.
A site called thecountersignal.com has...
What kind of site is that, Blair? I saw that you had Sputnik News. That link didn't work. You know that Russian, some Russian
those,
site, I think.
Those pesky Russians.
Yeah. So anyway, the Counter Signal, that sounds like an interesting domain name.
Yes, and the only reason I saw I linked to it is because of the headline.
Mm-hmm.
This was actually last month, in late August. This is from Canada. It says, exclusive leak, Trudeau installing weapons armories, interrogation rooms for Ministry of Climate Change. Mm-hmm. And the story has the whole... runs the whole gamut. It's building a new facility in Winnipeg that will be home to a firearms armory, interrogation rooms, biological labs, media relations offices, and controlled quiet rooms, well, along with intelligence facilities. And it not only just describe it, it gives the blueprints of this armory. And so if you dare to speak out, you can go against the party line that, you know, the climate is a...
Things like just, what Vinay was talking about.
Yes, example. Yes. That's, you will be apparently taken to this armory.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not that's not a pleasant thing.
And this is really,
about.
You know... real leaked, so it's not fake news or
didn't look like it to me.
Counter news.
This it doesn't look like it to me, honestly.
Okay.
Yep. So and we will obviously
sounds scary.
It does. It does. But again, it's falling in line with the World Economic Forum's plan, if you will. And again, along with climate, this is the australian.com.au. Banks in Australia will no longer issue car loans for internal combustion engine cars. That's effective immediately, apparently. So that link will be included. Again, our friend Vinay, who lives in Australia, we've had him on recently about how the nation has sold out to the climate change hysteria. And it's not a pleasant thing. And I'm going to skip that Sputnik news, but it's probably true.
Yeah, nonetheless. But I've seen that in news here also in other places.
Yeah.
So it's like that in Switzerland, and that's what you see when this political play, the closest one, Switzerland is pretty close to Sweden, and some, to joke,
sure.
Some Americans can't, you know,
tell the difference
between Switzerland and Sweden, to joke. But I like Switzerland in many ways in their direct so-called voting and so on, and it's not this big government, but this is scarier. But it's probably what they have been set up with, that because it has been a pretty quiet place.
Yeah.
But they are probably affected on this gas thing also. I don't know. So yeah.
I think if I'm not mistaken, Russia has completely turned off the natural gas supply to Europe.
Yeah.
So that we'll put that in bad news or on the show notes anyway. It's, the title is Swiss overheating homes in winter may face prison time. And heavy fines. So, but the one I want to talk about.
I wonder how heated will the prison will be. Will that be under 19 degrees also Celsius?
Very good question.
Yeah.
I recently came across this article. This gentleman was being interviewed. He's a citizen of Switzerland. He wrote a story called Now Switzerland Repositions as a World War III Combatant. And the story is the newly elected president, who's never been in politics before. He was a doctor. And the key issue in this article, I believe, is that Switzerland has been a neutral country since 1815. So 207 years of neutrality. In other words, it was for centuries, if you will, it was a very dependable place for disputing parties, like perhaps the United States and Russia or whoever, to go to have negotiations.
Yeah, Sweden did that also, for example, in North Korea, because it had been up till now, but now it's joining NATO, so... So please continue about this. What's happening in Switzerland here?
Being neutral the new president is sacrificing that neutrality in order to kowtow, if you will, to the Davos crowd. And let me read a couple of things out of that story. Let's see if I can find some really nice tidbits for our audience. All right. Here's the first paragraph. The gentleman is Pascal Najadi, Najadi. This was written in May of this year. Those who cherish Swiss neutrality can kiss it goodbye. Sadly, the dismantling of our centuries-old foundation has begun. Just look at the ways our country has positioned itself regarding the war in Ukraine. Soon after the start of hostilities, President Ignacio Cassis publicly remarked to Ukrainian President Zelensky, quote, "We are impressed by the courage with which your people are fighting for freedom and peace," quote, unquote, and quote, "We are impressed by the way you defend the fundamental values of the free world, which are also our fundamental values," unquote. His sentiments reflect the widely held view that Russia's invasion of Ukraine has been deadly, destructive, and disruptive, and was unnecessary. So let's see what else. So there have been many, many pro-Ukrainian demonstrations in Switzerland.
And when you are thinking about that, I know a returning guest we have to get on the show again, Robert Trzynski, to talk about this. What's going on now?
That'd be an excellent.
Because the news, what I'm seeing, it's interesting that I don't see that in mainstream media, but I see it is in mainstream. It's called talking about news. It's called Good Morning Bad News. And I see it on, is it on Snapchat or TikTok? I don't remember, but it's like short pieces. And now, you know, Ukraine have moved closer to the Russian border. So it could end pretty, you know, quickly, soon, even if they've been dragged out for a long time. But it's interesting that Switzerland, and we could have a discussion about neutrality, is that a good thing or is it a middle of the road thing? And also you could see safe haven Switzerland for maybe, you know, oligarchs and others. I don't know what they are playing here, but it's interesting to see it changing positions here in a different way.
Yeah, well, that was the main thing I wanted to alert people to. I mean, after over 200 years, all of a sudden, Switzerland is now taking sides in the Russian-Ukrainian conflict.
Yeah, and as I said, it's the same thing with Sweden. And it was caused by Russian pressure because we have been so-called neutral for a long time, and I could go on that, how neutral we have been, but that's another story. But this is what's it's changing the map in a way. I will not add more bad news, but we will also talk about what's going on in America with in former state, what I liked, live free or die state, where I studied. They had this primary thing, and there it's really going MAGA.
MAGA.
Yeah. So it's something we I think we should have either an expert on or returning guest, or we will try to figure this out because something is happening. And I think maybe we could do a shout out. It's not an endorsement, but this guy, Tim on Bulwark, he's doing a pretty good job, I think, there. As a Republican, I mean, they are in a way, but he's really looking into these candidates and what they are trying to do. And one lead is this, you know, what I thought had some good ideas. He was, you know, in PayPal back in the day, Peter Thiel.
Oh, yes.
But it seems that he's trying to pick so-called candidates that are good for the run. So we'll follow this along and see what's happening. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'd include the Bulwark in the show notes too, then, if you would.
Yeah. Do it.
And then, but again, against all these negative tides, yes. We do have good news.
Yes.
And that is that our friends at humanprogress.org have launched the superabundance.com website and a book by the same name showing the possibility of human flourishing, human innovation, and on a bountiful planet. So in other words, they're...
Like cornucopia. Yeah.
I think that's correct, yeah. That's contrary to world opinion about the climate.
Yeah.
It's always, if you leave the mind free to solve problems, they usually get solved. And that's our good news, or that's our new sandwich segment.
Yeah, and I would add another one thing then.
Go ahead.
I think it's good news, and but it's also for this, the whole, you know, the title and the, for this segment, and it's Value for Value Manifesto that Adam Curry is working on and writing. And as I mentioned, this podcast index.social, but it's like a forum, you could call it. And now he linked, recently did a post there and said, I have a thing going on here, because he got some request, you know. It was recently, it was he and Dave Jones did a talk on Podcast Movement, and after that he went to something called something with Boom Freebies at it was talking about Bitcoin and blockchain and other things like that, and he did a talk about Value for Value also.
Yes,
he did. So it's now he set up a site under progress here, in progress, under construction, called, and it's all these pieces, valueforvalue.info. And one of the pieces is time, talent, and treasure. And I will then read from the site here.
Go ahead.
Find it valuable, you give value back in form of time, talent, or treasure. That's all verity is to it, really. Mm-hmm. Time, your time and attention are valuable. Spending them is valuable in it and of itself. Talent, it doesn't have to be money. Whatever your skills, there are many ways to give back. Treasure, thanks to Lightning Network and this, you know, transactions with bits of Bitcoin, Satoshis, monetary value can be exchanged instantly without friction. So that's the whole thing. And I think we have an opportunity here, Blair, as fellow objectivists and others. And again, thanks, Karen Down of Mere Mortals, that reviewed our podcast in an elegant way and said, these elder gentlemen should get this because we are interested in this and that and blah, blah, blah. It was so good. So, and you are, I know that you are working on our, you know, call to action and intro and outro. But
yes,
it's a journey, and we are very open and transparent with it. But this site is really, this you could send to anybody, or it could be a listener, it could be a guest, it could be a supporter in different ways. Mm-hmm. But and also, again, about asking, and if, for our thing is, we don't ask for sacrifice or give your last penny to us or whatever.
No.
And this, we have an, in a way, advantage that understanding this. So, but you have to, as they say, you have to ask, and then you have to acknowledge, but I will do end of the show here, and then you have to repeat. Rinse and repeat.
True.
Without being nagging or, you know, annoying or something like that.
But, me annoying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. So future plans. Do you think we will manage fortnightly? I mean, we are doing a good job here on doing every 2 weeks. Maybe we do it even more than fortnightly, but we will see. We'll see what kind of format we will do in the future here. And then that's why one of the pieces is this so-called feedback loop. That you could, in a way, you could say that you get co-producers. So if somebody likes this episode or a guest or whatever, or a certain segment of an episode, they could send a digital telegram saying thanks or asking a question or giving us constructive feedback or saying that they don't agree with us or whatever, or giving a tip on another podcast that we should listen to or something like that. With bits of Bitcoin again. And then you could play around with numbers. Like you could give 1776, like a Liberty Boost. And if you give, so you get it here. And we have to repeat it depending on how it's fluctuating. But if you give about 5,000 Satoshis, that's around $1.
Mm-hmm.
So that will give you some perspective. So I think the idea about shorter duo shows, what we now still rambling on here, and then longer guest interviews. And then I have a new thing that's coming up, but we could follow along. And that's called Saturn, like Sats or Saturn, the planet.
Sure.
And it's Get Albi that's trying to help out in different ways, how you could send Satoshis and receive Satoshis by your own website, or even now getting your own, you could say, page. So you should get one, Blair, so you could have it for Secular Foxhole, so people could send directly also.
Okay.
We prefer, of course, to use a new podcast app, but if you want to send directly, that's good too. And I see opportunities in the future what you could do with that, like live sessions and music, all kind of interesting things that will come in the future. I think some of our guests that are artists and authors could have benefits from this and profit from this. So there it's like a dashboard, because in the future it could be a so-called a challenge to get an overview of all these streams and boostograms and over time, because you want to acknowledge. So that's like a dashboard for your analytics. So, yeah. So again, with the Fountain app, you could stream sets as you're listening, and you could also earn sets as you're listening.
Well, again, this I really think this is a good avenue for podcasters all around. I mean, when you do use the Fountain app or use whatever will be coming online and down in the future where guests contribute to the show, we can split that contribution to listeners contribute to the show. We can split that with the guests. We can split that with many ways.
Mm.
So everyone gets a piece of the action, so to speak.
Yeah. And that's again directly. And that's interesting, but we have to repeat it because it's pretty new. Again, as I said, it's around all maybe 10,000 podcasts soon that are hooked up to this, of 4 million. Value. Mm-hmm. In total, not all 4 million are active, but my guess is you could say that we are belonging in this group of podcasts, maybe 500,000 or something that are doing it on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's many, many to go, so to speak.
We're at the forefront, early adopters for once.
Yes.
We are at the forefront. And I encourage listeners to remain skeptical, but also don't ignore Bitcoin.
Yeah. And now pull your leg.
For yourself.
Blair,
go ahead.
When you said the word skeptical, in a way I understand, but philosophical meaning, it's another way. But critical and in a way skeptical, because of all these so-called cryptocurrencies out there, it's lots of bad apples. And that's what I wanted to say. I didn't put that in the show notes, but it is this rabbit hole that I'm, and thanks for you to introduce me to Swan, Bitcoin, how you could save money there in a regular way, and other and new podcasts and so on. So when you get, it's almost, it's not the orange man, it's the orange pill. So, So I'm really getting into this, and it's lots of things, great podcasts out there. So I see an opportunity there, Blair, for us to get information and then chew it and then put it out there. And again, it was, you know, Dave Wexler there, but explain it in a very good way. So yes, we have to do that in many ways. So I will do a short here if you are interested to this open thing about stats. And then we see the possibilities also, but our challenges also. So unique listeners is, according to Captivate, 3,000, around that, 3,107. Unique downloads so far, 5,890, almost 6,000. And downloads per day is around 8. And so the call to action is tell a friend. So if everyone that's listening is telling a friend, or maybe 10 or more, then we could increase. Right. It's not the number, it's the individual. It's one listener out there. And we know that even, you know, not even, but you know, guests are listening to themselves also, and other guests and so on. So we have to spread the word. And then, as you said about Fountain, download it. It's for free. And then you could start getting a piece of action, as you said, and the pie. And also shout out, and this is now, I am realistic here, Blair. But lately, we haven't had so many boostograms, but this I see also that it could be reciprocal, or how you say it, you know.
Yeah.
If we start boosting even more with others, fellow podcasters, maybe we'll get it back without, again, sacrifice or duty. But you get learn, this podcast, maybe I could listen to this, or giving us constructive feedback and whatnot. But so far, since last time when Mere Mortals and Kieran was giving us boosts and others, we had now streamed, and I think that will add up in the future, the streaming things.
Yes.
Not so many podcasts are talking about that, but that could be, think about music, for example, that you decide, I want to listen to this music piece, this song, and I want to stream so and so many sats per minute. This will be really interesting in the future. So, but we have had some streamed, and that was 182 on Rand's Day boost number, and then 168 on Bosch Forstwin when he was returning guest.
Nice.
And before that, it was Mere Mortals that did that, and a user called 2869 ... So that's what we have. But again, I mean, we have missed somebody or whatnot, but here we got a couple of sats here. So, and I know how many sats I have, you know, sent my way recently. So, but I haven't, you know, to joke, I have an agenda for that also.
Right, I'm getting, you do. Yes, you do.
To joke about it, I'm getting closer to this certified podcasting 2.0 t-shirt.
Oh,
I think it's $125 total to new agenda show or new agenda shop. You will get that one. And this is like a symbolic thing again. And I have something in plans for next year. But, you know, we have created our own, not our, but, you know, Rand's Day boost number.
Yes.
So that's something you could think about. And then maybe, you know, this September 2nd, maybe that could be a number also in the future, maybe for next year.
Absolutely.
And some others. I'm thinking about pizza and Bitcoin. You could follow me along. Yeah.
Yes, of course. Yeah, that sounds great. Yes. But so.
And the ending is, you know, we are preparing for a very interesting conversation tomorrow. Already.
Yes, tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll when this will be published, it could be more tomorrow. You never know.
Okay. Well, the our guest tomorrow will be Professor Stephen Hicks. He's written several books, and the book that we're going to talk about tomorrow is his. I haven't read his other books yet, but the one that I have read, and we're having him on the show tomorrow for, is called "Explaining Postmodernism," and we hope to have him on for at least an hour. And that should be a very, very informative and interesting show for anyone who cares about the world today.
Yes. I mean, I'm listening on the audiobook now, and you have prepared great questions, Blair. And there is the time to do that. And it will be very interesting to have this conversation tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's all I've got, my friend. So
yep.
We should let's give it a wrap.
Yes. So cheerio and talk soon again.
See ya.